Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Standards Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, is your eco loo roll as eco as you think? But first, 8 million UK jobs will be lost to AI in what's being called the worst case scenario for the future.
Today's AI is able to generate text, read and write, comprehend, compress, and also perform basic mathematical and organizational operations. So when you look into this and the tasks, it's basically administrative, back office, secretarial kinds of jobs that are most at risk.
Bhargav Srinivasadesikan is a senior research fellow at the Institute for Public Policy Research, which carried out a report into the potential of AI in the workplace. The IPPR did also come up with a best-case scenario, which would see no jobs lost, with workers instead using AI as part of their role, which it claimed could lead to an economic boost of 13% to GDP, around £306 billion a year.
So if you're an NHS worker and you are trying to schedule someone's appointments and you're filling out this form, instead of doing, 10 forms in an hour, you can now do 20 or 30. And we can have increased productivity, which leads to increased economic gains. And we don't lose any of that to just corporations raking those benefits in.
The think tank reckons we're facing a sliding doors moment where the government, employers and unions have the opportunity to make crucial decisions now that ensure we manage the use of AI well, as Bhargav explains.
Playing with things like tax incentives. For example, right now there are what's called a capital gains tax break. So if you invest in technology, you get a tax break. But if you're investing in technology that's going to automate people out of jobs, you shouldn't be getting a tax break. So these are the kinds of things which we can do.
If you or someone you know suffers from insomnia, listen up. A long-term study has found that exercising twice a week or more significantly cuts the risk of developing the sleep disorder. The research found that people who do regular exercise are 42% less likely to have difficulty falling asleep than those who are inactive, and are 22% less likely to report any symptoms of insomnia. But the researchers, including some from Imperial College London and Reykjavik University in Iceland, warned that the benefits could be lost if people stopped exercising. Now, good news if you own a Samsung smartphone. Last year's S23 series, including the S23 FE, Z Flip 5 and Z Fold 5, are getting new AI features. They'll all get the AI tools that came with the Galaxy S24 series, including Circle to Search and Live Language Translation for phone calls. At the moment, the tools are free. However, the fine print on Samsung's website reveals that they'll be provided for free until the end of 2025. An Uber Eats driver has received a payout to end a legal claim following allegations that the platform's AI-powered facial recognition checks, which are required to work for the delivery firm, were racially discriminatory. In 2021, Par Idrissa Manjang was told he was being removed from working for the platform because of continued mismatches in the photos he submitted to the facial recognition system. Mr. Manjang, who is black, said he'd experienced continuous difficulties with the verification process and was regularly asked to resubmit selfies to the platform as it didn't recognize him despite no change to his appearance. He said his case shines a spotlight on the potential problems with the use of AI, particularly for low-paid workers in the gig economy who want to understand how decisions are being taken which affect their livelihoods. An Uber spokesperson said automated facial verification was not the reason for Mr. Manjang's temporary loss of access to his courier account. Coming up, dubious eco-friendly toilet roll claims exposed, and how AI is being used to make beer taste better.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Testing by consumer group Which has found that toilet roll from some eco brands that claim to use 100% bamboo only contain tiny amounts of the eco-friendly material. They carried out fiber composition testing on 5 popular brands claiming to be made from bamboo only or 100% bamboo. Samples from Bumboo, Naked Sprout and Bazoo contained very low or low levels of bamboo-like grass fibers, just 2.7%, 4% and 26.1% respectively, while other brands, Who Gives a Crap and The Cheeky Panda, did contain 100% bamboo. In response, Bumboo said it had identified an issue in its supply chain and taken swift action so this can never happen again. Naked Sprout said the bamboo pulp it uses is verified by a strict audit trail and all materials used are FSC certified and fully traceable from raw material to end product. And Bazoo said its bamboo manufacturer is 100% FSC certified and it's currently investigating with the FSC body and its manufacturer in depth. Diabetes, traffic-related air pollution, and alcohol intake. According to scientists, they are the 3 most harmful factors people can actually control to avoid dementia. Researchers at the University of Oxford examined 161 risk factors for dementia and ranked them according to their impact on a weak spot in the brain. Their findings suggest that this specific weak spot identified in the brain is most vulnerable to those 3 risk factors. And finally, researchers in Belgium have been using artificial intelligence to help them improve the taste of their beer. A team led by Professor Kevin Verstreppen of KU Leuven University developed a machine learning model that could predict how a beer would taste based on its composition. They said beer contains hundreds of different aroma molecules that get picked up by our tongue and nose, and our brain then integrates these into one picture. But the compounds interact with each other, so how we perceive one depends also on the concentrations of the others. They use the AI tool to enhance an existing commercial beer, essentially spiking it with things like lactic acid and glycerol. The results from the tasting panel revealed the addition's improved ratings for both alcoholic and non-alcoholic beers across elements like sweetness, body, and overall appreciation. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for The Standard Podcast for the latest news and analysis. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.